John, the last principle in this series of management or stewardship is from Proverbs 10, verse 4. It's the principle of prosperity. Hard workers get rich.
That's just pretty blunt.
It sure is.
It doesn't sound like a principle. It sounds like a law. It probably is. You know, hard workers get rich. Yeah. I love this. And, you know, it's interesting that everybody wants prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
But different people have different versions of what prosperity is. But this will be an interesting discussion. It's one of the subjects that I love to talk about.
It's hard to believe that such a statement would be made in the Bible. It really sounds worldly. But God desires to bless his children openly. We should never doubt God's desire and will to prosper those who follow his ways. He said that if we will hear and follow his ways and keep his laws and statutes, he would command blessings on us, not just give us, command them, huh, John?
That's the issue. And the reason that God could command, because God is not just a blesser. He understands the system he built. And so he knows that how that works. If you follow certain rules, work hard, do certain things, and obey God's laws and his commandments and stuff like that, the system is forced. It is forced to bless you. Absolutely forced to bless you. Maybe not God personally. Maybe not God doesn't put his finger on you and puts money into your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But the system that he built forces things to go your way. That is what he's talking about. I will command my blessings to you. And that's what it is. It's a forced issue. It's like working with a stacked deck. You know, it's like playing cards with a stacked deck. You know the outcome before you play.
God said we will have so much that we will not be able to handle it. He would bless every good thing we do. He will make us the head and not the tail. God also said he will bless us in the city, in the country, family, and community. That's all out of Deuteronomy 28. God's desire is to bless and prosper us, to show the world that it pays to follow God's ways.
Oh, man.
It's an advertising campaign.
Oh, man. That's just so basic, but it's what God's system does. It's same as a businessman saying like, if you do this, salesman, if you do this, and if you do this, and if you do this, and do this, and saying like, you create that environment, and the guy goes out and works and follows a system, he said, I will promise you this is what you'll have. And the reason is because he can promise that, and he can give that because it's going to create certain things. And God built the system, and so it's designed so people will come to God and say, like, hey, it pays to serve God. Hey, God has a good reward system. It's like he has an incentive program. You do right, and you'll be blessed. Man, this right word needs to get out to the nations of the world, and they're starved for it.
Yes.
And Deuteronomy 28 should be read in every city and every town, every church, every meeting. It should be read, and then people would look for the right answers and the right way to do it.
God is not a stingy, hard-nosed boss.
Absolutely.
With unfair rewards.
Right.
He pays well for obedience and dedication to his principles. He said if we follow his law and discipline ourselves to the rules of the game of life, we will win.
Absolutely. We will win. That's a God. I usually say dead or alive, we win. Because that's just the way it's set up.
We will become like trees planted by the waters, and when the drought comes, our leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper.
That's right. Some people think that, you know, sometimes you have to be at a certain place. You got to just be lucky, you know, to get somewhere. But it's not just luck. Even if it is lucky, you earn the luck. It comes your way because you go after it or you structured right. So. It's a system designed for prosperity. I mean, it's like you cannot separate real, genuine Christianity from prosperity. You can't. Wherever real, genuine Christianity is, always prosperity goes with it.
Now, this is how the proverb reads. The Lord will not let a good man starve to death, nor will he let the wicked man's riches continue forever. Lazy men are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. Now, that kind of fills that out.
Yeah, because we mentioned before that God can't bless laziness or stinginess. And hard work, if you work hard and honest, give a hard work because you create something. And when you create something, it becomes an excess. You know, it becomes something that you have, and you've created equity into something. You've created something out of nothing. or you've created something from something, and what you created is added to the economy.
Perfect balance. Perfect balance. Sometimes it looks as if the wicked are the most prosperous, so we have a tendency to pattern our lives after them. But this proverb says that the Lord will not let the riches of the wicked continue forever. So if we get our riches by cheating, lying, or manipulation, they will soon disappear. God knows that the laws He established will accomplish life, liberty, and prosperity, but they will also bring failure if violated. To follow His system, we choose the good life.
That's right. That's why God said, choose you this day who you will serve. And God, or good or evil, or right or wrong, or truth or lies.
Sure.
I mean, choose you this day what you will follow. And if you follow certain patterns, you can be guaranteed over a period of time, you will come up on top. Like the old milk is, you milk the cow. If you let the milk set for a while, the cream comes on top. And that's just the law. That's just an absolutely existing law. And prosperity is exactly that way. But it also is failure if you violate it. It's not just, if you want prosperity, do this. The thing is this, if you want prosperity and don't do it, you also will experience failure.
Somehow people think that riches are wrong and poverty is good, especially among religious believers. Man, that's a lie. Nowhere in the Bible do we find this to be true. Jesus rebuked Peter for that attitude when he said, "There is no man that hath left houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's that will not receive 100-fold now in this time houses, brethren, sisters and mothers, children, lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life."
That's right. And that's another one of those scriptures that you just never hear anybody preach about. It's because it's misunderstood, and Christianity has certain things that because we want to be humble. We think we want to be humble, but we don't even understand humility. And so we don't want to talk about this. And that's what happened to Peter. Peter came and said, "Lord, we followed it. We've given everything away, or we don't have anything because we're following you." And there was a rebuke to Jesus. Jesus said, "Who do you think I am? You think it costs you that much to?" Hey, look, he said, I'll reward you 100-fold if you follow me in house and land, brothers and sisters." And he rebuked Peter for that attitude. And when Christianity is fully understood in the business sector and in the church, we'll reverse that, and the world will come to Christians for answers.
Jesus also said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor, bring freedom to those in bondage, recover the sight to the blind, and bring deliverance to the oppressed. If those in bondage are made free, the blind see, and the oppressed are delivered, then the good news to the poor will be prosperity, not poverty.
That's right. That's right. And but there's kind of a plague that goes around, especially in the third world countries, where they think that almost like poverty is almost like a sign of humility, saying like, you know, I can't earn a living, and you know, and being poor is kind of poverty. That's just so wrong. That's just absolutely wrong. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord has come upon me to help the poor," which meant that I'm going to take you out of poverty. Hmm. And we have to respect that. When the Spirit of the Lord moves, it should be for giving us instructions as to how to overcome poverty. And really it is based upon this principle. It's work hard and get rich. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that simple. Work hard, focus right, keep doing things and add to, multiply, and then you become rich and it gets us out of poverty.
There are principles of patience and hard work that go hand in hand with lasting prosperity. When we work hard and follow godly principles, He will bless us and will magnify our efforts to put us ahead. He will give us favor that will maintain and nurture our productive spirit. So that creates a flow. I can see that, John, that creating a flow.
That's right, a productive spirit. It's not just a confess it type deal. Just confess, confess, and confess that you want to get rich and God is just going to bless you and bless you. It's not just that. It's an earned thing. It's something that you establish. You produce a productivity attitude, and that attitude then will get you the rewards from it.
A desire will develop within us that will lead us toward good goals, goals that will influence and affect others. That's how God develops His people. He places a vision within them that gives them a burning desire for achievement. They love to work because they feel self-worth. Hard work will bring profit. but talk is cheap and brings poverty.
Yeah, right. Talk is cheap and brings poverty. You have to put work and effort in with it.
When you work hard and follow good principles, you will be rewarded with lasting success because it was so designed by God.
That's an absolute statement. It is so designed by God, and you can argue all you want to, but it works. And sometimes the non-believer understands it more and follows certain principles and becomes rich rather than the believer.
The principle of prosperity, Proverbs 10, verse 4, hard workers get rich. John, give us a recap.
Prosperity, you know, it's almost like a word that everybody kind of wants, but different people have different ways of thinking about how to get it. But hard work is really one of the best principles that you can get in getting rich, because it means that you put forth effort. You're not afraid to put forth the effort and earning something. Sometimes you want to just manipulate it and manipulate through life without really working hard and creating something. Because when you work hard, you create something and you build something, because your effort then is what gets you reward, gets you respect, and then that brings prosperity. That is what really brings prosperity. Someone said one time, if you don't believe in prosperity, don't worry, you won't have it. And that's really a true statement, because you have to believe in it, then you'll seek it out.